Thank you, and it is a blessing for me, an opportunity for me to come your way today, again with a message from God's holy word. We are in Psalms 101, taking our thought there as Brother David talked about his house and his heart. And for the sake of time, we'll not review too much today, but David did make reference to his house, within my house, in Psalms 101:2, and verse number 7, he said, within my house, and he also made reference to the heart in verse number 2, a perfect heart, verse 4, a froward heart, and verse number 5, a proud heart. And so my thought for the devotions has been, is your heart in your house? And we went through that. David was praying, and this kind of jumped off the page at me after I began these devotions. David said, oh, when wilt thou come unto me? David wanted God back into his house. And I could tell you, I could run a rabbit there. They're jumping up and running everywhere. You remember when the ark, the presence of God, representing the presence of God, was gone out of the nation of Israel. And Saul never sought after the ark, but David was a man that brought the ark back. And that's another message. I may get into that on the improvement of the home in another message in another day. But we're looking at getting your heart in your house, how important it is. I divided the chapter under the help of the grace of God and the Holy Ghost. Three things in this chapter: the importance of the heart in the home, and the impoverishment, how less productive it can be. And there was an example went through my mind, like the soil that produces good fruit, and it takes a lot of cultivating and different things like that. Well, that's the way our homes and our families are today. And so we noticed how important it is, and then it can become impoverished, poor quality, production down. And I think we've seen that in these last days. And then, the Lord willing, in the future, we're going to cover the improvement, how we can cultivate our homes and get them built up. But the importance of the home is what we've been on the last couple of devotions. And we saw how important dad was to the home. Jesus said, Matthew 7:24, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. Rain descended, floods came, winds blew, and all of that. Storms against the home, the family. But it did not fall, because it had a sure foundation, and that foundation was built by a wise dad and a wise man. And if I had time, I'd preach for a little while this morning. Maybe I'll do it again at another day. But he said he'll be likened unto a wise man. Well, really, the wise man in the Psalms is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you'll build your family the way he's building the family of God, you'll have some wisdom about you. That is another message for another day. So we saw a wise dad. And then last week, maybe we saw a wise woman. The Bible said in Proverbs 14:1 that a wise woman buildeth her house. A foolish woman tears it down, but a wise woman, she builds it up. And we looked at a wise woman. And she becomes wise because she gets her instruction and she learns how to be a good wife and to be a good mother from the Word of God. And there are great examples in there. We went to Proverbs chapter 31 and saw that she didn't tear it down with her hands, but she built it up with her hands. And I want to go to Proverbs 31 again today and maybe not look at Dad, Mom, and the children of the family are looked at in the 31st Proverb. But in Proverbs 31, we notice also not only the husband and not only the wife, but the Bible talks about the children. And the Bible said in verse number 28 of Proverbs 31, her children arise up and call her blessed. And we want to look at the children today. You children, the young people that are listening to me today, you have a very important part. You are the family. And you may think, well, you're not important. Your dad is the important one. He's the head of the home. The Bible says he is. And you say, well, Mom, she's so important. She is. She's the heart of the home. And by the way, that's where the serpent struck and sank those fangs deep in the heart of the first home there in the garden in the book of Genesis with Adam and Eve. But there's also the children, and you have such an important part in the home and in the church and in our nation. May God help us today to train up some young people in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And he said, train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. And I've heard all kinds of interpretation of that verse, but I don't think you have to be a scholar to understand that it's the training that makes us what we are. You can take a bush or a hedge or whatever and train it and shape it and mold it in its infancy and in its immaturity, and it'll either grow crooked or grow straight. I've had a willow tree out here in my yard, and it was leaning because of the wind coming out of the west on my property here. And it had that willow tree leaning over, and I got a rope and a cord, and the cord of the Word of God, a threefold cord, and I quickly broke it, amen? And I tied a cord onto that willow tree, and I pulled it back up straight and drove an iron stake deep into the ground. And that tree is straight and perpendicular, standing up straight with the rest of the property. And we need that in our homes for the children today. So, Dad, Mom, that rests upon us. And may God help us. But let me, for the next few minutes today, during my little devotion, look at the children. Her children rise up and call her blessed. And the Bible said, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She ought to be praised by her sons and by her daughters and by the husband, of course. We noticed last time, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. But let me talk to you young people, you children, for just a little bit. How long's it been since you gave Mom a good word of encouragement and said thank you for the good work and labor and the meals that she prepares for you? And many of you have a praying mom, and they've got dents in the floor where they've prayed for the children, for God to take care of you. And some of you men that are out there, you came home from Vietnam, and you've come home from some terrible distant places where you were in danger, and you got back home because of a praying mom. You ought to say thank you. Amen. But you children, let me very quickly look at the children. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 1 and 2, the Bible said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What he's saying there, the children obeying the parents is the first of the 10 commandments that had a promise go with it. And that was the 5th commandment that we don't have time to go back to the book of Exodus and look at those. The children are to honor their parents, their mother and their father. And verse number 3's got the promise that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. God has given you a promise. If you would honor, obey Mom and Dad, that you would live long on the earth. And I've been on this earth for a while. I pastored 36 years nearly of my Christian life, been preaching the gospel 53 years, and I have seen those verses come to pass and be fulfilled. So let me look at the children for just a little bit this morning. What about you sons? You boys that are out there this morning, are you obeying and honoring mom and dad, or are you breaking their heart? Proverbs 10:1 said, a wise son, he'll make a glad father. And the Bible repeated that in Proverbs 15:20. A wise son, he'll make your mom and dad happy. He won't be breaking mom and dad's heart, worried about him and concerned that he's going to die out in a life of sin somewhere without Jesus. Some of you young men, God's dealt with your heart. You need to be saved by the grace of God. And God wants young men. He said, young man, give me your heart. There's young men that are listening to me and you're lost and undone without God. Maybe dad and mom got you to watch the broadcast. You ought to just look them over in the eye, and all of you get down on your knees and you ask Jesus like David did in Psalms 101 verse 2, oh, come unto me. And if you'll invite him into your heart, young man, he'll come in and save you by the grace of God. And you can grow up straight and tall like that willow tree that I'm taught. You'll have some cords of love bound about you, and the cords of God's grace will lead you through this life, and your life won't be a wreck, and your life won't be a heartache and a disappointment. You'll be like the psalmist wrote in the 127th Psalm, you'll be like arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Arrows have to be made straight. We're all born crooked. Some moms wouldn't believe that, but we all come forth from the womb as an unclean thing, and we come forth speaking lies according to the Word of God. And so children have to be trued. They have to be made straight. And God can take a crooked stick and make a straight arrow out of it. And if he gets the right power behind it and got the right aim, that arrow will strike the mark. It'll get the job done. So your children are like arrows. Young man, you ought to rather be an arrow than to be a crooked stick. A crooked stick, I'm telling you, is hard to do much with, especially if you're going to shoot it in a bow and arrow. It's not going to hit the mark. It won't travel in a straight trajectory. But if it's straight and it's got some guidance behind it and it's got some inertia or energy behind it, it's going to get the job done. And young man, God gave you your dad and your mom that you might be a blessing and not be a heartache. So straighten up today, would you? Listen to mom and dad. Let them teach you and instruct you. And the psalmist, I love to preach out the psalm for the psalmist promise. We'll not hide them from our children, but we'll show the generation to come the praises of God, the power of God, the purpose of God, the person of God. Our children need to see that. And some of you young men that are listening to me, you've seen that in a good godly dad. You've heard him pray. Your dad might be a preacher of the gospel. You've heard him preach and pour his heart out. And rather than be a blessing and a help to him, you've been a heartache and a heartbreak. Well, that ought to end today. And you ought to get on your face before God. Get right with God. And then get right with dad and get right with mom. So be a wise son and make a glad father. And then the Bible talks not only about sons, but he talks about children. And he talks about daughters. And you daughters ought to be one that would be an example. The Bible talks about the woman here, I'm sure, in Proverbs 31. But he said in verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Some of you daughters that are out there listening to me today, you've had a good godly mother. And you have disappointed, you have broken their heart. Not all of you, of course. Some of you have honored mom and dad. Thank God for you. Our children have honored us, and I'm telling you, they've been a tremendous blessing to this preacher and to their mother. But many daughters have done virtuously. There's still some good young women out there, And you young men, be sure and find a good, young, virtuous one. Amen. But you girls that are listening to me for the next few minutes, the next moment or so, would you purpose in your heart, I'm going to be a wise daughter. I'm going to be a virtuous daughter. I'm not going the ways of the women of the world. I'm not making bare the leg. I'm not going to expose myself. I'm not going to be a headache and a heartache, but I'm going to be a blessing to Mom, and I'm going to be a blessing to Dad, and I'm going to be a blessing to my church. There's nothing more beautiful if a man's got red blood flowing through his veins than a virtuous, clean, godly young woman that's got her goals and her mind and her head right, and she's going to give her life to Jesus and live it for Him. I'm telling you, that's the most beautiful picture, or as beautiful or as pretty as a picture as you will ever find in the Word of God. So you young man, get some wisdom about you, young man. And you young ladies, get some virtue about you. Get you some knowledge of the Scripture. You remember the woman that brought her daughter to Jesus and said she was possessed with a demon, had a devil in her, and Jesus delivered her. And I'm sure she went on to be a blessing to Mom. Why don't some of you girls do that today? Some of you young men, I'm talking about a godly home. I'm talking about the presence, the power of God back on our families. And that don't happen very often, if ever, with unruly children. So Mom and Dad, train them upright. You young men and young women, you be pliable, you be flexible, and you be obedient and honor your Mom and Dad. And we'll see some powerful homes back in our churches and the power of God back on our country again. Take heed to God's word today, would you, young man, young lady? Give your life to Jesus, not only your heart. Give Him your life. Give Him your talents and use them for Him. Father, bless Thy word to the hearts of Your people. Lord, our burden today has been for the youth, the young men, and the young women. And I pray they would take heed to the Word of God. Many of them need to get right with You. Some of them need to get right with Mom and Dad. And I pray they would do that You've dealt with their heart about today. Maybe some of them need to get right with the church. I pray they'd carry through on what You've dealt with their heart about today. We'll love You, and Father, we'll thank You and give You all the glory and honor for what You do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.